At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So yesterday, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred removed Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list for the Hall of Fame. Tom Lavero joins me right now. Tommy is a Hall of Fame voter. How long have you been a Hall of Fame voter?
I've been a Hall of Fame voter for about 23 years.
23 years.
Yes.
Before we get to what this means in the process and what will happen and will Pete Rose actually be in the Hall of Fame, was there recent pressure on Manfred or recent discussion around this topic for him to do something about it?
Well, I'd say so. President Trump came out and said that he thought that Rose should be reinstated and should be put in the Hall, and actually said he was going to issue a pardon for him for his tax evasion conviction that he had. And I think you have to weigh that as maybe part of the thinking going into the timing of Commissioner Manfred making this announcement.
Okay. So what happens next? Is this something where the next time you vote, he'll be on the ballot?
No.
How does it work?
No. The baseball writers will not vote on this. The way the system is set up now, his eligibility on the baseball writers ballot, the timing is long past. You're on the ballot for 10 years. After you're 5 years out of baseball, then you're on the ballot for 10 years as long as you get, like, I think 5% of the vote each year or something like that. Then it goes to various committees for consideration. So the baseball writers will not get a chance to vote on Pete Rose. It will go to two committees, one called Historical Overview Committee, a group that conducts an initial screening and would probably just go ahead and, pass, absolutely okay Pete Rose. And then a second is called the Era Committee, made up of Hall of Famers, executives, and veteran media members. And that would be the final vote for it.
How many people are on that committee?
Before the writers. 16 members on that committee.
16? Are you going to be a part of that committee?
No, I'm not.
And so they're the ones that will vote on Pete Rose getting into the Hall of Fame. It won't go that if they vote yes, he's in, or if they vote yes, then he's on your ballot.
No, if they vote yes, he's in.
He's in. So yeah. You won't have a vote on this?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought I read something where I thought Tony in particular said something like this will end up being an MLB. The voters will decide this, but they won't. A committee.
No, they won't. Yes.
So who makes up that committee again?
Well, I mean, it's members who are in the Hall of Fame, players who are in the Hall of Fame, Major League Baseball executives, retired executives, maybe current executives, and some media members, longtime media members, veteran media members.
Well, isn't that going to be a big deal? It's almost like a jury pool selection in terms of the 16 people that get to vote on this?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's the same committee. They're not picking a special committee just for this vote.
Oh, they're not. So that committee's already established.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have a sense on how they'll vote?
Well, look, I can't fathom I'm not voting for Pete Rose to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. There were a lot of Hall of Famers who had ill will towards Pete and felt that he really put the game at risk, you know, because they're brought up through the system believing that gambling is the one cardinal sin that you can't commit. So, his numbers are overwhelming. His presence in the game is overwhelming. And I just can't fathom the committee not voting Pete Rose in at this point. I mean, there's never been a chance for anyone to vote on him because once baseball banned him, the Hall of Fame made the decision not to allow anyone banned from baseball ever up on any kind of vote or any kind of ballot.
Are you allowed to write in somebody that's not on the ballot?
For the committee? I don't believe so. I don't know.
No. As a voter over the years.
No, you're not. No, you're not allowed to write in your own. You're sent a ballot with the names of the people who are eligible for it, and then you fill it out and send it back in.
Okay.
It's all done very old school through the U.S. mail.
Right. We're talking to Tommy. Tommy votes on the Hall of Fame ballot every year, but this is not going to be a Hall of Fame writer decision. This is going to be 16 members on what they call the ERA committee. When will that happen? Do you know the time frame for them to vote?
I would think it might happen by next year, 2026. Uh-huh. No later than 2027. I would think probably by 2026 it'll happen.
I mean, in what we do over the years, you know, this sports talk forum, you know, it's your part-time gig, not your full-time gig because you're an actual writer. Has there been a topic, Pete Rose Hall of Fame, yes or no, that has been an easier go-to and maybe a more often go-to, especially during non-football season in markets like ours? I mean, I can't remember, honestly, the last time the two of us did it, but it has been a raging debate now for, well, since what, 91? 90, whenever he was banned?
Yes, 91.
Look,
I think sports talk radio is going to come to a halt now that if Pete Rose winds up in the Hall of Fame.
I think we can talk NFL schedule for several days.
True, but you're right. You usually sometime in July, mid-July, the Pete Rose, should he be in the Hall of Fame, was always a hot topic. And there were people who in the spotlight who would bring it up. Jimmy Carter was a big advocate of Pete Rose and would periodically make pronouncements that he should be in the Hall of Fame, and that would revive it all over again. And, you know, I don't understand. I understand the love for what Rose represented in baseball. It wasn't just his numbers. It was the way he played and the passion for the way he played. But, I mean, to plant your flag on this guy, of all guys, I mean, this was a bad guy.
So, over the years, just, you know, refresh my memory because I remember most of what you say, but not everything, fortunately. What was your position on Rose? Would you have voted for him had he been on the ballot?
I would not have voted for him. If he had been banned from baseball but still on the ballot, I would not have voted for him. I mean, I do believe, I mean, there's no excuse for what he did. You know, people, here's what people forget. It was proven that Pete Rose bet on the Reds. People used to say for years he never bet on his team, okay? But he did, you know? And it was proven in a Dowd investigation and ESPN, Outside the Lines, an investigation found documents that showed he bet on the Reds while he played and while he managed. Well, people would say he'd never bet against the Reds. But like, I mean, I think you can understand this, okay? He didn't bet every game against on the Reds, okay? So while Pete Rose decided, to his mafia bookie, I'm going to lay a bet on my team today, okay? But the next day he decides not to bet on his team.
Right.
By just doing that, he's telling people within his world that he doesn't think his team's going to win the next day.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, I think that one of the things about the conversation about betting on sports, and people say, well, who cares if they bet on, you know, other sports or they bet on their own team? You know, you just mentioned one of the, you know, outputs of that, which is, well, what happens when they don't bet on their own team? Does that mean that the other, you know, betting on the other team is a good bet? But the issue has always been gambling being insidious, gambling being addictive, and having a player or a coach or a manager end up getting into, you know, debt and then being vulnerable to settle that debt by, you know, essentially throwing a game. You know, whether they bet on their own team or bet on other sports, if they get into debt and they owe the book a bunch of money, there's an easy way because of their position to get out of that. And that's always been the risk of sports gambling with players and coaches and managers and people in the game. It's not necessarily do they know anything about this particular game, which they do on occasion. It's what happens if they actually get into debt and the book says, well, we can wipe the slate clean if you guys, you know, make sure that you don't win by more than four tomorrow. And that's where it comes in. So,
look, you expect one of the biggest historical moments in baseball was the 1919 World Series, where the White Sox, you know, threw the series against the Cincinnati Reds for gamblers.
Right.
Okay, that nearly destroyed the game. And in the early part of the 20th century, betting on baseball and gambling among players was a major problem. And it, particularly in World War II, World War I, I wasn't around then, obviously, but I've read stories that said because many horse tracks were closed during World War I because horses were being used in the war, okay, gamblers then started to flock to baseball and started using baseball, get their gambling fix off. So, I mean, this was something that almost destroyed the game.
Is the Shoeless Joe Jackson 1919 Black Sox scandal, is that, what are his chances? The same as Rose's?
Well, I think he's been a more
the World Series.
Yeah, he's been a more sympathetic figure.
Why?
At least because in the media, like in the movie 8 Men Out,
yeah,
he's seen as kind of an innocent guy who went along with it initially,
okay,
but then wanted out and had a tremendous World Series. I put up tremendous stats. Okay, did nothing to indicate that he contributed to throw it, but he was involved in the planning and initially agreed to be part of the group. But a lot of the literature, a lot of the lore has been sympathetic to Jackson as more than a victim than anything else. I think that's a little bit twisted, but I think that's going to help him in terms. Remember, Field of Dreams was in part one of the main characters was Joe Jackson.
Yeah,
you know, so he's come off in history as a sympathetic figure.
Talking to Tommy, yeah, I mean that movie Eight Men Out is great, and that era, like I think I read once that, you know, even by today's value, dollar value, what they ended up getting paid was like peanuts to throw the World Series. Like it wasn't a lot, you know, something like $2,500, which might equate to like $40,000 or $50,000 today or whatever it would be. Today. All right, so you expect Pete Rose will be in the Hall of Fame, and I mean, who will induct him? How will that work? I mean, I don't know that you've thought that thing through, but obviously he's gone and didn't get to see this, and he wouldn't have been able to see it because Manfred was very specific that this is a decision based on players who are no longer with us. Deceased players will no longer be on the permanently ineligible list. Do you agree with what Manfred's done or not?
You know, it's a bit complicated because it diminishes the signal of the line in the sand that this is supposed to be drawn, but it does seem excessive to punish Shakai still after he's left this earth, you know, at least his legacy. But I suspect this is all motivated by President Trump speaking out recently about Pete Rose. So I think baseball will follow through and put him in. So I don't know if I agree with it. I understand it. Look, his family members will probably, you know, be there for the ceremony. I imagine maybe Johnny Bench, who's very prominent in the Hall of Fame, one of Rose's teammates, will be there for the induction. And, you know, look, Pete Rose's family suffered enough being related to Pete Rose when he was alive. At least give them this.
When they, you know, put him in as a statue or however they do that for the Baseball Hall of Fame, will there be something that says banned for life for gambling? Has to be,
that
right?
That I would think there has to be, but I would think that would be a source of controversy, but I don't see how you could leave it off the plaque. I would agree. Yeah. That has to be on there.
Is he the greatest hitter of all time?
No. No.
Where does he rank on the list of the greatest hitters of all time?
Joe Jackson was a better, greater hitter. I'd have to go through the list. Ty Cobb was a greater hitter. Ted Williams.
Cobb.
You know, Tris Speaker. Tony Gwynn. All great, better hitters. And Ted Pete Rose. Pete Rose was just determined. You know, he was maybe the most determined hitter.
All right, thanks for doing this. I guess we'll talk about this tomorrow, too, on the podcast. Too bad you don't get a chance to vote on it. You explained something that I was not aware of. I thought that this would just eventually go to Hall of Fame voters and that you would have a chance. But this is interesting, this era committee. But it sounds to me you think that the driver behind this right now is the president, and they're going to get this done, and he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Look, just like many of our conversations, I educated you.
Yes, this one you did, and many others you do too, but very often I think I've been educated, and then after the fact I find out that it actually was not totally accurate, like my mock schedule. I will talk to you later. Thanks for doing this.
Okay, boss.
All right, Tom Lavero, everybody. At Tom Lavero on X and on Twitter. So what else do we have breaking? I did see that it looks like Minnesota and Detroit is the other Christmas Day game. So we have the three Christmas Day games, Washington, Dallas, Minnesota, Detroit, KC, Denver. That would mean that Detroit, Dallas, and Kansas City, right, are all playing on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Kansas City actually requested, I think, once it became clear that Christmas Day was going to be a given, that the Chiefs wanted to be the Lions and Cowboys of Christmas Day.
Right.
I would not want our team to be that.
No.
I really don't.
Make my Christmases much more stressful.
We'll update some of the latest reporting on Washington's schedule. And you'll hear some of the other things that Dan Quinn said yesterday on the Rich Eisen Show. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.